Kendall Coyne. Watch the feet move there. The angles are terrific. The edge work is outstanding. And the stride is just amazing. You can watch the miles per hour up top there at 22 miles. An hour was the peak. Some great stuff there and having some fun with the guys as well.
Kendall Coyne, friend of the show, friend of the radio station, Olympic champion, and the fastest woman on skates. By the way, Connor McDavid, who I believe has some sort of power booster in him, Connor McDavid finished 1 second ahead of Kendall Coyne. That's how fast she is. First woman to compete in the NHL skills competition. You kick butt, man. Everybody's talking about you.
So great.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for coming back. It was very cool to see. I've watched the video about 900 times. I don't know how you do anything that fast, let alone on skates, but it was very cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely an honor to be a part of, honored to represent Chicago as always. But, you know, just I think the coolest part is being able to break a barrier and, you know, see what the future holds.
You know what I love, too, when you came around, you know, you come down the home stretch. You hit your time, and then all the guys that wanted to high five you, you know, the post goal scoring high five on the bench. It was very cool. How excited the guys were!
Yeah, they were awesome. They were so supportive, and you know, I heard from a lot of them on the ice that they couldn't wait to see me go, and some were a little nervous that they didn't want to lose. And you know, I was excited to watch them. I went up to Connor McDavid. I'm like, "Are you nervous? Like you have everything to lose." Like, and he was like, "I'm a little nervous."
14.34 seconds. It takes me that long to go to the men's room at a Hawks game. And that's after I get in.
Kendall, how did this come about? How did this happen?
So about 2 weeks ago, I knew I was going to the NHL All-Star weekend, and I was taking place and demonstrating the accuracy shooting. And then the day we got there, we were rehearsing for the event, and I rehearsed the fastest skating competition. Had a number. I ran a 14.226 that night.
Wow.
That was the day before. And then the next day, day went as planned. And then, sure enough, roughly around 2 o'clock Pacific time, the Colorado Avalanche tweeted at me saying Nathan MacKinnon is unable to compete and asked if I'd fill in for his spot. And obviously I replied, absolutely, and I'll get to the rink as fast as I can. And so I found out only a few hours before, but it goes without saying there were a lot of people behind the scenes, including the NHL, NHLPA players, you know, who had to make that happen because obviously it was quite the stance.
Well, yeah, but I mean, come on, man, give yourself some credit. You didn't have any warning. You didn't even, maybe on some level it's good because you didn't have time to freak out.
Yeah, but it was, you know what, in that moment, you don't even think about that. You're just so ready to go.
Kendall, you're on the ice. You're getting ready to go. They're getting ready to start you off. What's going through your mind? I mean, you talk about breaking barriers. I mean, are you thinking about that as you're getting ready to start?
Not when I was getting ready to start. What was going through my mind, I got to the starting line, and the crowd just erupted, and they started chanting USA, and, you know, that just, I was actually in my starting position, and then I heard the USA chants, and I kind of stood up and just took it all in and smiled, and, you know, in the moment, you don't, right away, you don't really think about that, but definitely the few hours I had leading up to that moment, that's all I was thinking about, is how many lives this can change. How is it going to change the perception of women's hockey? And it's just going to be an amazing moment for all.
You talked about that last time you were in. I think that's maybe the coolest piece of news that comes out of the gold medal. And by the way, skating with the gold medal on could have slowed you down. I would have taken that off. But you inspire so many girls who, you know, in a very near time frame wouldn't even have been encouraged to play to go after it. You know, live your dream.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's more than just girls, too. I think, you know, people that have maybe never even considered watching women's hockey before.
Amen.
Or, you know, there's a perception that the women's game isn't as fast as the men's game. And, you know, I hope that number might have proved that wrong.
You know, you, one of your teammates, too, took part in the skills competition in the NHL All-Star Weekend as well with Brianna Decker going on there with the passing competition.
Yep. And she killed it.
That's that tape-to-tape thing.
Yeah, the tape-to-tape thing. And that's got to be great for you. I mean, because you guys, when you won the gold medal, I mean, everybody stood up to notice, and now you guys are getting even more recognition here in the NHL as part of their big All-Star weekend.
Right. And the NHL always embodies hockey is for everyone. And, you know, we're seeing that. They live it. They breathe it. And, you know, for them to incorporate women's hockey is tremendous. They obviously have an amazing platform for our sport, probably the biggest in our country. And so for them to really realize, you know, the impact that they can have and implementing that is unbelievable. And, I mean, we can't thank the NHL enough for their continued support.
And they continue to support. I remember being at a game where you were introduced at the game. The crowd went wild. For hockey fans and for the NHL, are you surprised at how much they've embraced your story, the team's story, and have really encouraged you to be a part of the NHL?
I'm not surprised at all because, like I said before, you know, they always talk about how hockey is for everyone. And you see the initiatives they do day in and day out, all over the country and the world for that matter. So for them to, you know, recognize and support, you know, the most elite women in the game is a no-brainer. You know, they value us like they value their NHL players.
Well, and as they should.
That showed last night, Friday night.
All right, so you have a gold medal. You've been a champion for years and years and years. You're a great player. You met a lot of people. Did you get any starstruck at all? Did you meet anybody this weekend or you thought, how cool is that?
I met a lot of cool people, don't get me wrong, but you know, it's fun to talk to Patrick Kane on the ice. Obviously, you guys all know I'm a huge Blackhawks fan. He's definitely my favorite player. And, you know, we were talking about the Chicago Pro Hockey League a little bit. You know,
yeah, he's a good dude.
I was nervous.
yeah, and here's the thing. I'm not kissing up to you here. I know a lot of those guys are excited to meet you.
I think they were excited to see me skate because the word when I got the call, the word went around fast, and the guys were just talking. They said they heard I was really fast, so I think a few of them were worried that they were going to lose. And so it was kind of funny to hear them so nervous because I was like, I have full confidence in you guys.
Yeah, come on. Did your phone blow up afterwards?
It did, and it's kind of it's obviously so amazing to see the support and the reception, and it's actually crazy. I think I've gotten more calls and texts and messages now than the Olympics.
Isn't that funny? Did you have anybody at the game with you?
I didn't. You know, at first I was just demoing the one drill, and obviously this all came about pretty quickly, so I know my family wishes they were there, but with only a few hours notice, they couldn't get to San Jose in time.
Well, that's the thing. And at Oak Lawn, you know, parade
in
the street time.
Yeah, they're in Payless.
Yeah, they're in Payless. But, I mean, the people of Payless and Oak Lawn, I mean, yeah, come on. It's parade time. what are you doing for an encore? What are you doing next?
The next big thing for us is we have three games against Canada coming up in the middle of February, 12th, 14th, and 17th. All those games are going to be on NHL Network. Which is huge for us. Part of our lawsuit 2 years ago was more programming,
right.
And this is the result of that. So we're super excited to finally see everything come full circle and be able to play these games.
And are you going to the Super Bowl?
I'm not. You got to earn your way there when you have someone in the household who's been in it. So, no, we're not going this year, unfortunately.
Well, that's all right. Tell Michael we said hello. 6 months married now.
Yeah, it's crazy. We still love each other.
Well, how about that?
I'm just kidding.
All right, well, listen, it's great talking to you. You know you're always welcome here. We're super proud of you, and it was just fun to watch.
Thanks so much, Steve. Yeah, I'm always so grateful for all of your support, and, you know, you guys support our game, support the men's game, and there's no place like home.
Amen. All right.
There you go.
Enjoy the week.
Thanks,
Steve. Thanks, Justin. Stay warm.
Kendall Coyne.
Amazing story.